everybody, and welcome to the daily scopes for the 1st of May. So as we go into the 1st of May, and as you know, all of these scopes are based on constellational Vedic astrology. So yeah, the Sun is in Aries as we start this month, the Moon is in Capricorn, Mercury is in Pisces, Venus is in Aries, Mars is in Pisces, Jupiter is in Aries, Saturn is in Aquarius, Uranus is in Aries, Neptune's in Pisces, Pluto's in Capricorn, and Chiron is in Pisces as well, and the Moon's North Node is also in Pisces. So yeah, so today's aspects, we've got Venus making a square to Pluto. This came down on the 30th of April and is strong up until the 4th of May. Venus is in Aries and Pluto is in Capricorn. Jupiter, parallel to Uranus, is strongest today, the 1st of May, and it leaves us on the 28th of June as well. So I've already discussed this, I think on the 28th of April, Jupiter parallel Uranus, that is, so you can go back there if you missed that. So yeah, now I'm just going to talk about Venus's square to Pluto. So this can bring a clash between the energies of love, beauty and transformation. So on the positive side, this transit can inspire deep emotional connections and intense passion in relationships. It pushes us to confront any hidden desires or issues that may be holding us back from experiencing true intimacy. On the negative side, Venus's square to Pluto can bring power struggles or manipulative tendencies in relationships, because Pluto's transformative energy can sometimes manifest as control, jealousy or possessiveness. So it's important to be aware of these dynamics and, you know, just make sure that you're honest in communication, respect other people's boundaries, don't misuse power, be manipulative, and also don't allow others to gaslight and manipulate you as well. So the best use of this energy is to use it to heal yourself, to engage in deep self-reflection on the things you may need to change in the way you go about giving and receiving love and asserting your power, and the ways you manipulate others or allow yourself to be manipulated as well. Use this transit's energy as an opportunity to reflect, think about emotional baggage or patterns that no longer serve you, and, you know, make a list of how you can let go of them. And by doing so, you can develop a more healthier relationship with yourself and others. And I've changed my mind. I am going to talk a bit about Jupiter's parallel to Uranus here. So yeah, Jupiter's parallel to Uranus allows us to have breakthroughs, seek out new adventures and experiences as well. On the positive end, take risks and be open to new opportunities. But negatively, we can be more restless and impulsive, and we may feel the urge to take and make hasty decisions or act, or, you know, run away from our desires without considering the long-term consequences of just, you know, being reckless right now as well. So we, yeah, take a risk, have adventure, but also, you know, seek to have some balance and be cautious about the things that you do. The best use of this energy is to allow yourself time to explore new hobbies, travel to unfamiliar places physically or in your mind, and just do anything that expands your horizons in a self and consented way as well. Make sure you weigh up the long-term consequences of your actions as well, and try not to make hasty decisions. Content creators can use the energy of today's transit, especially Venus square Pluto, to talk about intense emotions, transformation and power dynamics, you know, really talking about thought-provoking things, giving tips on how we can build more emotional resilience, strengthen our connections with our higher selves and higher power and other people in our lives, and how we can commit to lifelong personal growth. Also just looking at the shadow aspects of relationships and human traits such as possessiveness and jealousy, and why we do this. Normally it stems from a fear of abandonment, rejection, or just being a control freak. So yeah, giving tips on how not to be so much of a control freak. Hit me up if you need any, but anyway, that's another topic. So yeah, Also, content creators can use the energy of Jupiter's parallel to Uranus to explore unconventional ideas, technological advancements and changes in society as well, and by examining the intersection between traditional values and progressive thinking, you can create thought-provoking content that allows people to, you know, gives them the inspiration to rebel against societal norms and conformity, and to sort of like stand up for their personal freedom, be more authentic and pursue their own passions and get out of their comfort zone. So yeah, that's the end of today's daily scopes for the 1st of May.